Hello to you and welcome to America Trends. Glad to have you with us. I'm Amy Fuller. We're going to start off with some sad news out of Hollywood. Actor Luke Perry, you may have heard, has died. Only 52 years old, died after a massive stroke. Perry played Dylan McKay on the hit Beverly Hills 90210, that iconic series. And recently, he'd been a big favorite on the show Riverdale. So many remembering him on Twitter, sort of struck at how young he is. Rest in peace, too young, what a shock. Luke Perry passing away at age 52, a little unbelievable. Two young girls lost in some Northern California woods have been found safe and sound. 5 and 8 years old, Leah and Caroline Carrico were missing for nearly 2 days. Big multi-agency search, including U.S. Coast Guard, canine units, and Black Hawk helicopters above the woods. And then, just look at those little faces. Then a miracle, a trail of granola wrappers led the search people to the little girls. And the girls say they survived because of their wilderness training from 4-H. So reaction on Twitter from that too, just good news all around. It's nice to have a happy ending. Coming up, we are going to talk about what happened at CPAC, the big grassroots Republican conference in and around D.C., Maryland over the weekend. We'll hear from Senator Ted Harvey, our friend of the show. He was there, has all the news, and President Trump spoke. Longest speech he's ever given, over 2 hours, way off script. And we're going to hear some of his greatest hits later on, some of the funny quips he said. But we're going to hear a little bit about what he thinks about the Russian collusion hoax right now as we head to break. And we'll be back with you.
We had the greatest of all time. Now we have people that lost. And unfortunately, you put the wrong people in a couple of positions. And they leave people for a long time that shouldn't be there. And all of a sudden, they're trying to take you out with okay? They fight so hard on this witch hunt, this phony deal that they put together, this phony thing that now looks like it's dying, so they don't have anything with Russia. There's no collusion. So now they go and morph into, let's inspect every deal he's ever done. We're going to go into his finances. We're going to check his deals. We're going to check. These people are sick. The person that appointed Robert Mueller never received a vote. Robert Mueller put 13 of the angriest Democrats in the history of our country on the commission. Now, how do you do that? These are angry, angry people. You take a look at them. One of them was involved with the Hillary Clinton Foundation running it. Another one has perhaps the worst reputation of any human being I've ever seen. All killers. In fact, it would have been actually better for them if they put half and half, and Mueller can do whatever he wants anyway, which he'll probably do. But we have conflicts. I had a nasty business transaction with Robert Mueller a number of years ago. I said, why isn't that mentioned? He wanted the job as FBI director. I mean, these are things that are out there. They know it. Why isn't that? And I didn't give it to him. Why isn't that mentioned?
President Trump speaking from CPAC this weekend, really energizing the crowd. So we're going to hear a little bit more from him and talk to Senator Ted Harvey coming up about some of the other political headlines of the day. We'll probably get to the ISIS bride. Democrats have issued 81 letters seeking evidence of obstruction and corruption by President Trump. So they are just really on the hunt for something. And so we'll talk to them. And also the latest trends in luxury travel. Coming up, we've got Revived Outdoors and another great company called Privé Luxury Rentals and Privé Travel. So they'll be coming up. And we hope you stick around with us here on America Trends. We're going to have a great show, and we'll see you here in a minute.
Kobe. What?
You know it's obvious. I'm a sucker for you.
What do you think about getting away from it all? Everyone doesn't want to do that. We are glad you're with us here on America Trends, and we love to follow the trends in all kinds of things: politics, culture, entertainment, travel, and the latest in some luxury travel. And we're so glad to, with us this hour, to have Privé Luxury Rentals, or Privé Travel, has got a couple monikers here. And the best international destinations. Boy, wouldn't you like to have someone else worry about finding the best place and doing all the logistics for you so that your vacation can be actually a vacation and not work? We have Luis Guajardo. Did I say I'm not good at rolling my...
Close Luis, enough. Yeah.
And Luis, we welcome you to America Trends. And boy, this really does look like a dream job, a dream career. Tell us what you do.
So I have two companies. I have Privé Luxury Rentals, and that is a focus on luxury vacation rentals at the hot destinations around the world. And then also I have Privé Travels, which is newer and evolved out of the first company, which is a travel agency and concierge company that focuses on experience-based travel. Obviously, we book accommodations through Privé Luxury Rentals when people want to stay in villas. But then we also book hotels. I have a real focus on doing experiences that are not found on TripAdvisor. I'm the anti-TripAdvisor. Oh. So the hotels that we send our guests to are boutique hotels, not the Four Seasons, not the Hilton, the off the beaten path, mom and pop hotels that are difficult to find unless you know.
That you might just not find on your own.
Exactly.
You know what I saw on your social media page? You wrote this great quote. Is it yours? It's, a good traveler has no fixed plans and is not intent on arriving. That says so much, right? It's about the journey, yeah?
Yes, exactly. And I actually, that quote, I can't take it credit for, but when I saw that quote, I felt like it encompassed everything that I'm doing with my businesses, but also my personal model through life.
It's a good thing for us to like sort of hang on to, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if we go to your website and look you up, what does the average person who's trying to book you or book your services, what are they looking for? Are they just like, I sort of want to go here, but I don't know. Can you tell me the best area in the vicinity and what's a good boutique? It sounds like that's what you do.
Yeah. So there's different types of people that come. Number one is you have people that are coming to the vacation rental company, because what I like about both companies is that we're boutique. There are larger companies that are villa rental companies that exist out there, and they tend to have...
Hey, Luis, are these some of your properties?
Yes, this is actually in the Bahamas right now. So the experience that we give for the vacation rentals is more hands-on because we're boutique, we're smaller, we don't have thousands of clients every day in different parts of the world. We're obviously follow seasonal trends. You know, Mexico and the Caribbean is busy in the winter. Los Angeles is busy in the summer. And so we follow those trends. We also, through the travel agency, are very experience-based. So we do a lot of work in terms of that seasonality. Events, like for example, Coachella is a huge time of year for us.
Huge concert in Southern California. People probably know what it is, but if they don't,
yes.
It's a huge
concert,
yeah.
Concert festival that goes on for 2 weekends. There's also Stagecoach, which is more geared towards the country audience.
I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, so it's weekend one Coachella, weekend two Coachella, weekend three is Stagecoach that focuses on
same area,
same exact festival grounds. Oh. It's in they say Palm Springs, but it's a little bit farther past it from Los
Indio,
Angeles and
like
Indio
that.
And
yeah,
in La Quinta.
Yeah.
So why people come to me my company versus other vacation rental companies is because we're so focused on experience. And what we advertise is what we call the artist guest experience, right? Which is, it's not about just renting a villa. We do the whole thing from the start, which is flights. You typically land in LAX because that's where the cheapest flights from most airports are. And if you want to deal with renting a car and driving through the 8 hours of traffic that normally should take 2 hours, we can set that up for you. Or you can hop on a helicopter and be in Palm Springs and within 30, 45 minutes. Once you arrive, we have transportation that picks you and your group up, takes you to the villa. At the villa, we have housekeeping, private chef is obviously very popular. And then we also have the access to the side events because Coachella has become more than just a festival. There are There's a ton of brands that have...
And the parties after at a place like this. Can you just sign me up for that?
Yeah, exactly. Right. It's
here,
fun.
Here, take my money.
And having... What's great about houses like this and the whole Coachella experience is that there's not a ton of hotels there. And when you're coming to Coachella with a group of 12...
You're solving a big problem.
Yes.
Big problem.
Exactly. Yeah. And with a group of 12 in a house like that... It's fun. You're with all of your friends. It's a really good, cool experience when you're together. You're going around to the side events, which we provide access to some of the events on a limited basis. Obviously, there's certain guests that have preferential treatment because of the amount of money they're spending. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing, is that we can be great options for the middle class, you know, millennials that may not have extra cash to spend on a lot of things and still give them a great experience. But also you have people that are in more of the, you know, luxury sector. Mm-hmm. And the properties that we offer reflect that as well.
Oh, that's so great. So you're solving problems. And all these, I was going to ask you, just in 10 seconds, because I got to get to the backstory of how you got into this. What's your favorite destination?
Tulum, Mexico right now.
Yeah.
It's a magical place. Obviously, it's very undiscovered right now. A lot of people are hearing it. There's a lot of buzz about it, but they don't know much about it. It's jungle meets beach, and it's really unique. There's no corporate America is just starting to arrive right now, but there's a very small footprint of corporate America there, which I think is what makes it so special.
So I hope business is going well for you, but how did you get into this little dream career?
Well, what's funny is that in 2007, I had decided that I was done with the 9-to-5 job. I just felt like I had a ball and chain that strapped me every day to this job that I was, you know, doing, but I was not challenged. My mind was getting bored. So I needed to get out. I wanted to start my own business. From the skill set that I learned and the various jobs I had out of college, I decided that I was going to go into business consulting. That was 2008. One of my first clients was a vacation rental company, and I was doing some experiential marketing for them in Los Angeles, is where I was based out of. And I had put together a pool party series at Houses in the Hills. So it was unique because they were private events that were sponsored by brands. And this brand was like, wait, how do you get these houses?
And from there, you just fell in love with it. And
yeah,
now, and
exactly.
Now Privé Travels. Tell us your website again, Luis.
It's PrivéLuxuryRentals.com and PrivéTravels.com.
This is so neat. Keep us up to date. And if we need to fly to a destination to do our show, is that cool?
Yes, of course.
Okay, great. We'll see you next time.
All right, sounds good.
Little more in a vacation, outdoor adventure trends. We have, of course, this exciting hour, right? We have a fellow from something called Revived Outdoors. His name is Tristan Hamm. And if you've ever thought about immersing yourself, well, hanging out with these people first. Let's just hang out with these people on the beach. Okay, you've sold us, Tristan. Immerse adventure experiences. This is what Tristan excels at. And this is your business, another dream career, right? How
yes,
are
it
you?
Yes, I'm doing good. Thank you very much
Welcome
for having me.
Welcome to America Trends.
Thank you.
Glad
thank
to
you.
Have you.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell us exactly what your company does and why it can be so exciting for someone to call you and say, hey, let's go somewhere, let's do something, let's immerse ourselves.
Cool. So I do everything from skydiving to rock climbing, hiking, you know, scuba diving.
Holy cow, all at once?
Yeah, all at once. Actually, I try to as much as I can. You know, there's a couple regulations, but I've definitely over time, my adventures have just gone off the charts. I've done so many things, and it's inspired a lot of people to get outdoors and do things like that. So over that, I started thinking, how could I start bringing this to other people? And it inspired me to start my own company, my own adventure company. And, you know, if you're going to go on a vacation or go to a new destination, there's lots of things that you can do. You can go on a hike, you can go on a zip line, but it's not really the full immersed experience. You end up waiting in a line to go on a 10-minute ride.
That's so true.
Yeah, and so for me, it's all about getting off the beaten path and taking people to experience those crazy things like rock climbing and hiking and scuba diving and going and swimming with wild dolphins.
Like you really are somewhere unstructured.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. But doing it with proper guides, people that are experienced.
Very necessary.
Yes, local guides, you know. So it's just inspired, watching people be able to chase their fears and, you know, try something new.
So when you talk, okay, so you, oh, there, is that you?
That's me.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Okay, look,
so that's,
we're just
going to
sit
Big Bear,
here
California.
And regard the video for our TV audience who are watching on YouTube America, and then our radio people on Biz Talk Radio. But you all need to just go to ytaclub.com and see this video if you're not. So we've got snorkeling, rock climbing, skydiving. Is there an exhaustive list, or is it just anything you can think of?
It's anything we can think
of.
Okay. It's just about anything
we can
think of.
What are your top three things people want to do?
Usually rock climbing is one of the number one things. Hiking is usually what gets people into the comfort zone. But our point is we want to get people out of their comfort zone, and we want to help people crush fear. And usually hiking is the one that does that. So we start with hiking, and we start to progress, go on to a little bit of a gnarlier hike, and then we push them to go rock climbing.
How did people see a whole change in their lives after that? Do they come back to you for more?
Oh, 100%. You know, we have people that have never even seen the ocean before. We have people that are completely terrified of heights, people struggling with many different things. And our trips totally take them out of their comfort zone and help them crush fear. And just, you know, we've had so many life-changing experiences. It's not even funny. It's quite amazing, actually.
Tristan Hammers from Revived Outdoors.com. And you're from Canada.
Yes.
You're based in L.A.
Yes.
But anyone can book you anywhere they are, because you're going anywhere.
Yeah, we have people from Italy, Germany, Canada, U.S. It's anywhere from the world. You just have to go on our website, sign up on an adventure that looks like fun to you, and you don't need any experience. Just come with a good attitude and ready to have some fun and get out of your comfort zone, like I keep saying.
What are your top two or three favorite destinations for you yourself?
So my number one is definitely Hawaii, because it's what inspired me to start this company, the
is
Aloha
that right?
Spirit. Yeah. So, you know, Hawaii is all about the Aloha spirit, Ohana.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to push on our company. You know, we want to welcome everybody in as Ohana and give them the Aloha spirit. Adventure is nothing if you're not doing it with the right people. So we're all about connecting people from all over the world and doing it with a positive mindset and good vibes. Show them the Aloha spirit. Show them our Ohana. Include them as our Ohana. And they go home with, like, friendships. They go home with stories.
I'll bet.
And they're connected with like-minded people that they never would have met without us.
And so, I'll bet they rebook you. I'll bet you all friends for life.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, and that's a big thing is our guides have a connection with you. We build connections throughout the group, and our guides build connections with you. So you go home with friendships for life, for sure, 100%. But Hawaii is definitely my favorite because, I mean, who doesn't love Hawaii? It's tropical.
Okay, so just real quick, second favorite besides Hawaii is they're all a close
Yosemite.
Second.
Yosemite,
oh, yeah.
California.
Oh, sure.
We have a trip that's called The Loop, and we take you through the whole back end of California. And a lot of our trips are back end oriented. So we want to take you off the beaten path.
Yeah.
And so California, you come to Malibu, you go to Yosemite, you go to Sequoia National Park, you go up to Mammoth, you go rock climbing, you see the biggest trees in the world. You go in hot springs, you go camping, you go in an RV. I mean, there's so many things that we do, but that's definitely my biggest one because you see some beautiful wonders in the world. You see the Sequoia National Park, which is, it's amazing. And that puts you in a perspective, you know, it puts life in perspective when you're standing in front of a 300-foot tree that's 40 feet across, you know.
For so many, it's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Oh, 100%, you know.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. ridiculous.
You know, we have some great people who come on that are psychologists and psychiatrists, and they
yes.
just talk about how Americans don't take enough vacations.
Oh, so
and
true.
And we need to take more, and it's just so much for us in the long run. And you really made me think of that. So how did you, besides, you said Hawaii inspired you, but how exactly did you get involved in making this great business, this great company?
So through taking my friends, my personal friends and family, I seen the smiles on their faces and the stories that they told me after I took them to the places that I thought were great. When I first started this all, it's because I took a last minute trip to Hawaii and I wanted to just go experience something new.
Oh, look, we're in Hawaii.
Yeah,
right
so
now.
This is the ultimate Hawaii experience. This is one of the trips that we offer. It's 9 days, 8 strangers, and 1 life changing experience.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. So if people are listening to you saying, boy, I want to do what Tristan did, what do you have advice for anyone that wants to follow their dream career or anything like that? Because
it really just
sounds like you're living your best life.
Yeah, person. You know, I think it all revolves around fear. And that's something we preach all the time on our trips is crushing your fears. If something's holding you back, don't let it. Just get out of your comfort zone and just push past and crush your fear. If you let fear hold you back, it'll just consume you and consume you, and over time it'll take control of your whole life. But if you crush fear and push past it, get out of your comfort zone, it's unstoppable. You can do anything. Just do it. You know, that's what Nike came up with that. So
I want to ask Charlie, but your necklace, is that from one of your destinations?
Yes, this is actually a Boar's Test. This is from a boar in Hawaii. So, yeah.
Cool. So, okay, so people can go to your website. Say it again for us.
Revivedoutdoors.com.
Okay.
You can follow me
with
on Instagram.
All the cute people.
Yeah.
And we go, it says jump in now. So if I hit that button, can I get direct access to what I need to book you? And,
yep.
And
so if you go on our website, the homepage tells you a little bit about us, and then you can hit the about us page if you like. But jump in now will take you straight to the next upcoming adventure, which our next one, what we're pushing, is Hawaii. So it's the one that I've been talking about. You go to Hawaii, you get your flight included, your food,
really?
Your housing, you stay in a beach house, you get to surround yourself with great, like-minded people from all over the world. Actually, our last trip, everyone had such a great time on the Hawaii trip that they all got a tattoo to commemorate the trip. So someone got a tattoo on the ribs of fear. Another person got a shark on their chest, you know, so it's really cool.
So when's that trip? If we specifically want to go on that Hawaii trip, when is that coming up?
It's July 24th.
Okay, yep. Get your tickets now.
Yeah, get your tickets now.
Boy, Tristan, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Anything else you want to add before we go? Because I feel immersed. I feel relaxed already.
Yeah, so if you want to just, you know, get out of your day-to-day life and go with a group of people that... that are just like-minded, just like you. You want to crush fear, get out of your comfort zone.
I love it when you say crush fear. It's not just survive fear, it's you're going to crush it.
Yeah, you're going to crush it, dominate it.
Out
take
of
control of your
zone.
Life. You know, you're the author of your own book, so take control of your life. And follow me on Instagram if you want to check out some more adventures that we're up to, tristan.ham. And go to our website.
You're a great example of that. Tristan Ham from Revived Outdoors. Can't thank you enough for sharing all that
with
us.
Thank you so much.
All right, come back to American Trends. Keep us posted.
Will do.
I know that you don't know it, but you're fine, so fine. Fine, so fine. Oh, girl, I'm gonna show you.
I'm totally off script right now. The Green New Deal, right? Darling, is the wind blowing today? I'd like to watch television, darling. Russia, please, if you can, get us Hillary Clinton's emails. Please, Russia, please.
He asked Russia to go get the emails. We're going to look into his finances.
I said, where did that come from? He always talked about Russia. The attorney general says, I'm going to recuse myself. And I said... why the hell didn't he tell me that before I put him in? Russia, 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 Russia. My wife said, you never spoke to anybody from Russia, darling. I said, that's right.
President Trump is waiting for the Mueller report.
He's bad. He's a bad, bad... he's a bad, bad guy. But you know what I like about this? Number one, I'm in love, and you're in love. We're all in love together. We've done something that nobody's ever done.
President Trump goes to CPAC is just the theme of that, isn't it? And The Guardian, of course, they put up President Trump's oddest comments, but we think they're his greatest hits. Someone who was in the audience for Trump's two-hour-plus longest speech he's ever given like that at CPAC over the weekend, conservative grassroots big conference, is our friend, Senator Ted Harvey out of Colorado. He's a former state senator and now runs the largest pro-Trump PAC in America, the Committee to Defend the President. Senator Harvey, how the heck was it all?
It was a crazy morning. The guy, he's 72 years old and has more stamina than you and I do.
And he gets far less sleep than any of us combined.
It's unbelievable. He was traveling all over the world. He just got back from Vietnam the day before, and then he comes on stage and talks for over 2 hours. It was unbelievable to watch this president get up there and hold captive 3,000, 5,000 people in that room for over 2 hours. It was incredible.
So just explain a little bit for people who might not know exactly what CPAC is, and then we'll get back to the president.
Well, CPAC is a conference, the Conservative Political Action Committee, that is annual in Washington, D.C. Over 10,000 people showed up for this. 5,000 of those 10,000 were under the age of 25. It was pretty incredible to see.
I'm sorry,
10,000 total, 5,000 of which were under the age of 25.
That's remarkable.
That speaks volumes of the grassroots youth across this country that are rising up and saying this whole narrative that the Democrats and the media is going out with, that the millennials don't care about free markets, all they care about is socialism and free stuff. And these kids are rising up and saying, no, we support common sense, free market principles that this country was founded upon. And it was exciting to be there and see that many kids willing to fight for this country.
Huh. Well, you know, we hear so much from the mainstream media. Let's see, how do I put this? It just seems like everybody, if you watch Hollywood award shows, you watch mainstream media, it's just almost inherent that, Trump's crazy. He's a madman. We don't like him. But that's just the narrative we hear from them. It's not what truly goes on in the flyover states. Of course, the states that they want to minimize and by eliminating the Electoral College, which is a whole other segment. But you know, because of what you do, that that's not the real story. But even were you even surprised at some of the, like you said, millennials who came out that were really there saying, we're not going to let you go, Trump. Here's to Trump 2020.
It was very heartening to see that many young people there, but also African Americans were there in massive numbers. Hispanics were there in massive numbers. This whole narrative that the Democrats have been trying to balkanize our country based on race and gender and age is crazy, because that is not the America that the president sees when he goes out all across the country. And there's 35,000 people filling up auditoriums every time he goes out there. He's seeing the heartbeat of the country of all ages, all races. And that is America. And those are the people that are rallying behind this president. The Democrats are, I think, trying to balkanize this country because they don't have a winning message for all of Americans. They're just going after their fringe.
Oh, tell me about it, Senator Harvey. You know, it strikes me. We'll get back to CPAC in a moment. But you have people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, just bringing her up again, because the mainstream media loves her, right? But
yep.
You get these people in office and they're brand new. They have no new ideas. So what do they do? What are their big ideas? You know, we're going to take more of your money. How about 70, 80, 90%? And then we're going to take it and we're going to do what we want with it. No new ideas. So that's where all that junk comes from. I mean, we need some people with some smarts in Congress. And they're not our leaders. There are representatives.
Amen. Amen. And what the Democrats have is, we're going to investigate the president right up until 2020,
right,
and try to bring down this president and run with the narrative that he is an agent of the Russians, which is absolutely ridiculous. Or their other narrative is, vote for us, we'll give you all this free stuff, whether it's free education, whether it's free health care, whether it's free housing, whether we're going to eliminate the energy industry, the fossil fuel industry, and you'll have to take trains to Hawaii and take trains to Europe. The Democrats are so whacked out right now across the board at the highest levels of the Democrat Party that I think it's going to backfire against the Democrats come 2020, and I think you're going to see a huge walk-away movement from moderate Democrats and moderate unaffiliated voters.
You know, it really is going to be edge of our seats viewing, just sort of like the night he got elected. But it still confounds me, Ted, that we are almost 2020's next year. How fast is that?
We are already at the doorstep of the next election cycle. And what segue to this piece, when you saw the president giving his speech, he was hilarious.
I know.
How he was going after this Green New Deal, and he wove it through the entire message. You know, he's hoping the Democrats go out and bring this deal to the American people, tell the American people how great this is, that he supports it 100%. He's there to help the Democrats push this deal, and that they want to do away with cars, they want to do away with airplanes, they want to stop all fossil fuel use, and take that to the American people and run on that issue. And then at the very end, he goes, and I hope to God I'm the Republican that can run against them on that issue. It was so hilarious to watch him totally troll the Democrats on this issue, because it's true, and every one of the Democrat candidates running for president right now are co-signers of the bill, and then they don't want McConnell to bring it up to a vote and get anybody on a recorded vote because they want to co-sponsor it to look good to their base. But God forbid they actually have a recorded vote on it and show the American people that they, yes, they are that radical, that they would vote for such a crazy thing as the Green New Deal that they're bringing forward.
It is, but you know what concerns me, Ted, is something called the Overton window, and that's what we accept as norm. what's way too crazy now, what's not crazy, and that changes over the years and decades. And I worry about the socialism stuff, the Overton window. And also, by the way, if you're looking for President Trump, the full speech is online if you look. And I did also notice you can get the whole day, it's like 9 hours, like one chunk of 9 hours where you can watch the whole day of CPAC, whatever day it is. Ted, the other thing I thought was so funny that Trump did was when he said he was mocking Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and saying, oh, if the wind is the wind blowing today, honey, if so, maybe we can watch TV. He just had quip after quip.
Oh, he was hilarious. And what an incredible storyteller he is. He would go off one rabbit trail and go off another rabbit trail and still be able to come back to where what his original point was after 10 or 15 minutes. It was hilarious to watch him give this speech.
It's a master. We'll hear a little bit more from President Trump at CPAC from over the weekend and how House Democrats have issued 81 letters seeking evidence of obstruction and corruption by Trump. They just can't let it go. It's always something new. And there he is at CPAC hugging the flag again. Classic. Back with Senator Harvey after this.
How do you get to Europe? We haven't figured that one out yet. We don't use airplanes anymore. Is doing well, except, of course, for the Never Trumpers. But they are on mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. You don't get rich by sitting behind a desk, so I didn't want to do that. And I'm in the White House, and I was lonely. I said, let's go to Iraq. Okay, General Raisin Kane, how fast can... Sir, we can have it totally finished in 1 week. I said, 1 week? And yet I see senators that are there for 20 years, white hair. See, I don't have white hair. Yes, I agree with this. This speech should have been delivered 1 year from now, not now, damn it.
That's our president at the CPAC convention. Ted Harvey, how many years has this been going on? It was about 10? CPAC.
Has what been going on? CPAC? Oh, no, it's been going on for well over 10 years. This organization's been around for quite a while, but it has never been as big as it was this time. This was the biggest event they've ever had. Obviously, having Trump saying he was going to be there was huge. Pence spoke the day before. There were so many great speakers there that this will go down as the best CPAC convention that they've ever had. And I can't wait for next year when it's an election year. 2020 will be even bigger. Hopefully you and the crew will be able to make it out there next year.
We have to. We will have so much fun. So aside from having these speakers, did any other speakers stand out? Or I want to know just sort of the rhythm and the electricity around the place. What was the feeling? Was it like there are so many millennials here? We know Trump will win. We're sick. Why did they have to bring the Michael Cohen hearings during North Korea, which President Trump tweeted about today and said, you know, it might have hurt a little bit. But is there anything else, just sort of insider stuff you can tell us? Because, Ted, we were there when you got dropped off by your Uber driver. What's his name? We were with you there. We were with you the next day when you went in. We are a part of your journey.
Exactly. You know, the big thing, I was doing Media Row, and there was hundreds and hundreds of radio stations there from across the country. There were television stations there from across the country. That was what was interesting to me, because I've been there for the last 3 or 4 years, and we've never had that many folks from the media following CPAC, because they knew how important this convention was going to be and how many people were going to be there. It is the momentum that is behind the common sense conservative agenda. You cannot underestimate how excited people are about where we are as a country. The fact that unemployment is at all-time lows, the fact that the economy is exploding, the stock market is exploding, and the president, against all odds, against the left, against the Democrats, against the media, is succeeding day in and day out. I think that excitement is what permeated the entire convention. But one of the key things that I kept getting asked over and over again from the media that I was interviewing with was, what are the Democrats going to do when you have the candidates for the president of the United States, every one of them co-sponsoring the Green Deal, every one of them voting for infanticide, to say that you should be able to kill children even after they're born, and they're all pushing this socialist mantra. what is going to happen with the Democrat Party in 2020? And the thought was that a 76-year-old Joe Biden could very easily get into this race and win the primary because all of those whack job leftists are going to split their vote. And you might have a moderate, quote unquote, in the name of Joe Biden, come up the middle and get enough votes to win the primary. How shocking would that be?
It would be, because all we hear are older white males are just, well, they're the devil. They're the death of us. But the other funny part, Senator, is the fact that all these you called them whack jobs. Let's talk just so extreme, infanticide,
yes,
Green Deal, on and on. These people who are running against Trump, if he could have just plucked them from central casting and said, here's who I want to run against, this will be fun. It's almost like that. It's almost too rich.
It's Trump derangement syndrome. The Democrat Party is so freaked out over the success that, God forbid, Donald Trump be bringing to the American people, that they are literally willing to push the most extreme measures possible. And that is because the funders of the Democrat Party are the far left. And if they want to be able to get any resources for their campaign, they have to appease the what's his name, Strayer from California.
Oh, yeah.
Soros.
Big contributor.
Tom Steyer, there you go. The big leftists that are funding the Democrat Party. If you don't go whack job left on the environment and on socialism and all of those things, you're not going to get those big donors contributing to your campaign. So the Democrat candidates are going as far left as they can so that they'll be economically viable going into the election season.
It just makes you feel like that the grassroots will rise up and say, what are you talking about, infanticide? What are you saying? No airplanes and no cows, by the way. No hamburgers.
Yes.
You're eating too many hamburgers. They're going to legislate our hamburgers. Already legislating whether you have a big Slurpee, but that's years ago. So besides that, but it does make me concerned that people who, how do we put this? People who would support socialism because they don't realize that when you go for that cheese in the rat trap, what actually happens when you grab the cheese? And someday you can run out of money. It's just a bit of simple math. But it does make me wonder, because they feel like they have to have these bleeding hearts. And, you know, Ocasio-Cortez saying, if you make $10 million, that's too much. You know what, Ted? She, if not already, she is on her way to being a multimillionaire. So what's she going to do then? She just got this great deal with Netflix. It's not going to be long.
And then you see her walking around tweeting on her iPhone and, you know, drinking her $6 latte from Starbucks. There is a reason why the people who risked everything and put all of their money into these hugely successful businesses are being rewarded by having more than $10 million is because they are providing products that the world wants to have. If the world wants to buy iPhones, why is it that the people who invested all of their hard-earned money cannot get the benefits of creating that technology or creating the coffee that she's drinking all the time?
And she just moved, she criticizes so much, but she moved into a big luxury condo in D.C. And people,
they have
their eye on her, and they said, what are you doing? And she said, I'm just living in the world we live in, or something to that effect. It's so funny. Hey, are you back home now, or are you still around D.C. and Maryland?
I am. I'm back in Denver now.
Oh, man. You know what? Well, House Dems, again, issuing 80. I didn't get to that. Didn't get to the ISIS bribe, but so much good stuff. We appreciate you taking us through the journey of CPAC, Senator Harvey. Can we see you again soon?
You bet. I'd love to. Thank you for the opportunity. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It is the Committee to Defend the President.com Super PAC, and we'll see Senator Harvey soon.
Too much cholesterol in the blood causes plaque buildup in the arteries. Fiber has been scientifically proven to lower cholesterol. Created by Dr. J. Robert Cade, the inventor of Gatorade, Cholesterade promotes probiotic function, supports digestive health, contains all natural flavors, and is gluten-free. In the original case study, participants saw a reduction in bad cholesterol by more than 20%. Cholesterade is the ultimate all-natural digestive aid.
Come on. We can do it. We can do it.
Lovely adventures out there. We would like to thank our guest for this hour for America Trends. They are Tristan Ham from Revived Outdoors, immersing you in just these extreme adventures you probably wouldn't be able to find on your own, let alone with a good guide. And Luis Guajardo of Privé Travels, the latest in luxury travels. And our friend, Senator Ted Harvey of the Committee to Defend the President. He's been at CPAC all weekend, and he gave us sort of the lowdown about what the sentiment is there. So that was interesting to see, and we always appreciate our guest. Appreciate you being here, too, and hope you will find us 24/7 on our website, U2America.com. You can click right in there and see our programming and all kinds of good shows, Small Town Big Deal, The Daily Buzz, and as you saw a second ago, All Macabre Theater on Saturday nights. If you're ready to fall in love, just follow Ivana Cadaver because she has a huge fan base. You've got to know her. Man Cave, all kinds. Oh, Sully and Russ on the Big Biz Show. And then you can click through and find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram and be our friend. We would all love to be connected. Hey, finally tonight, remember Pet Sematary, the Stephen King book that made into a movie? They're making a new one. It's coming out like in April. Jason Clark, John Lithgow, should be interesting. So the spookiness is coming back for a whole new 2019 Pet Sematary. Here's a look.
So many trees.
It's beautiful, right?
It's definitely not Boston.
Here we go.
Okay, so what do you think?
Wow, this whole place is ours?
I even got him to throw in a whole forest as a new backyard.
Kids used to dare each other to go into the woods at night. They knew the power of that place. They feared it. Those woods belong to something else. The ground is bad.
Guard!
Maybe just some crazy folk tale. But there is something up in those woods. Something that brings things back. Sometimes dead is better.